There were two or three bits. Probably the three I've just mentioned were probably the things I'm most proud of, actually. The Tolpuddle Martyrs mural in Copenhagen Street, in South Islington, was one of the works that I was most proud of. And that took, I don't know, two or three seasons? Two seasons, I think. Or two seasons of painting and one season of preparation. I can't remember. It was finished in 1975 and opened during the miners' strike. So I must have painted, I must have been doing some painting in 1975. I painted over the season of 1940, the summer of 1974. And I think I did the preparation in 1973. Yes. So it was done over 3 years, that mural. And the
I think it was 83.
Yeah, 83. What did I say?
70.
Oh, yeah, 83. 83. And then the Wild Islington mural, which was done between 1985 and 1987, was probably the mural that I'm most happiest with, although there's no trace of it left now. It was designed in 1985, and there was a consultation with the local community, which I conducted solo, just door knocking all the surrounding streets and talking to the local residents and that. That was all done in 1985, and it was painted over the two seasons of 1986 and 1987 and opened by Jeremy Corbyn, actually, in the high summer of 1980, who was the local MP, in the summer of 1987. So those two pieces of work. And then, yeah, okay, then the third piece of work, which must have been from 87 to about 90, which was the United Nations Year for Peace mosaics in Cromer Street, King's Cross. That was the third project. And those three projects I'm genuinely proud of. Two of them survive, the Tolpuddle Martyrs mural and the Year for Peace murals on Cromer Street Church. The Wild Islington mural didn't survive. It was damaged by maintenance work on the mural about 2 years after I'd completed it, and ended up with a whole series of horrible disfiguring white marks all over it, where the render coat on which I was painting had to be fixed and mended. And at that time, I told the people in the architects department at Islington Council that I wanted the mural removed, because I had no budget to restore it and no budget to remove it. So the fact that they put scaffold up on that wall gave me one window to actually take the mural down, to eliminate it at a time before it started becoming an eyesore for the local community. And they bottled out. They didn't do it. They didn't do what I'd asked them to do. It would have taken them a day's work to splash white emulsion over that and destroy it. And they didn't do it. And as a result, that wretched, damaged mural remained there for about another 20 years after that as an eyesore to the local community. And I'm really ashamed of that. I probably should have taken direct action, actually, and just bought, you know, a few gallons of white emulsion and hopped on their scaffold one night and painted through the night, you know, from 7 o'clock in the evening to 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, and done it myself. But I must say, I don't think that ever even occurred to me at the time. And I was probably doing other things. So I don't remember what I was doing, but I probably wasn't free to do that. But I have some anger and some shame about that, because it was left as an eyesore in the community for many years, really, when I'd never really intended it to last that long in any case. You know, I'd only really seen it as having a life of 3, 4, 5, 6 years before it was removed. But it remained there as an eyesore for, you know, 25 years or something.